Chapter 2, Cooperating with the WCTU. An organization with which we can unite, the Women's Christian Temperance Union is an organization with whose efforts for the spread of temperance principles we can heartily unite. The light has been given me that we are not to stand aloof from them, but, while there is to be no sacrifice of principle on our part, as far as possible we are to unite with them in laboring for temperance reforms. We are to work with them when we can, and we can assuredly do this on the question of utterly closing the saloon. As the human agent submits his will of God, the Holy Spirit will make the impression upon the hearts of those to whom he ministers. I have been shown that we are not to shun the WCTU workers. By uniting with them in behalf of total abstinence, we do not change our position regarding the observance of the seventh day, and we can show our appreciation of their position regarding the subject of temperance. By opening the door, and inviting them to unite with us on the temperance question, we secure their help along temperance lines, and they, by uniting with us, will hear new truths which the Holy Spirit is waiting to impress upon hearts. Surprised at our indifference, I have had some opportunity to see the great advantage to be gained by connecting with the WCTU workers, and I have been much surprised as I have seen the indifference of many of our leaders to this organization. I call on my brethren to awake. How we may work together, we need at this time to show a decided interest in the work of the Women's Christian Temperance Union. None who claim to have a part in the work of God should lose interest in the grand object of this organization in temperance lines. It would be a good thing if at our camp meetings we should invite the members of the WCTU to take part in our exercises. This would help them to become acquainted with the reasons of our faith, and open the way for us to unite with them in the temperance work. If we do this, we shall come to see that the temperance question means more than many of us have supposed. In some matters, the workers of the WCTU are far in advance of our leaders. The Lord has in that organization precious souls, who can be a great help to us in our efforts to advance the temperance movement. And the education our people have had in Bible truth and in a knowledge of the requirements of the law of Jehovah will enable our sisters to impart to these noble temperance advocates that which will be for their spiritual welfare. Thus a union and sympathy will be created where in the past there has sometimes existed prejudice and misunderstanding. We cannot do a better work than to unite, so far as we can do so without compromise, with the WCTU workers. Concerning this matter I wrote to one of our sisters in 1898. The Lord, I fully believe, is leading you that you may keep the principles of temperance clear and distinct, in all their purity, in connection with the truth for these last days. They that do his will shall know of the doctrine. The Lord does not bid you separate from the Women's Christian Temperance Union. They need all the light you can give them. Flash all the light possible into their pathway. You can agree with them on the ground of the pure, elevating principles that first brought into existence the Women's Christian Temperance Union. The Lord has given you capabilities and talents to be preserved uncorrupted in their simplicity. Through Jesus Christ you may do a good work. They to teach our women how to work, much good would be done if some of the WTCU women were invited to our camp meetings to take part in the meetings by teaching our sisters how to work. While at the meeting they would be hearing and receiving as well as imparting. There is a great work to be done, and instead of presenting the features of our faith which are objectionable to unbelievers, let us say to them as Philip said to Nathanael, "Come and see." We cannot unite with them in exalting Sunday, I want to unite with the WCTU workers, but we cannot unite with them in a work of exalting a false Sabbath. We cannot work in lines that would mean the transgression of the law of God, but we say to them, come on to the right platform. Never refuse invitations to speak, the question has been asked me, when asked by the WCTU to speak in their meetings, shall we accept the invitation? In answer, I reply, when asked to speak in such meetings, never refuse. This is the rule that I have always followed. When asked to speak on temperance, I have never hesitated. Among those who are working for the spread of temperance, the Lord has souls to whom the truth for this time is to be presented. We are to bear a message to the WCTU. Christ's one purpose when upon this earth was to reflect the light of His righteousness to those in darkness. The WCTU workers have not the whole truth on all points, but they are doing a good work. Free to act in concert with them, I am deeply interested in the WCTU. It is the Lord's pleasure that you should feel free to act in concert with them. I am not afraid that you will lose your interest, or backslide from the truth because you interest yourself in this people who have taken such a noble stand for the temperance question, and I shall urge our people, and those not of our faith, to help us in carrying forward the work of Christian temperance. In our labors together, my husband and I always felt that it was our duty to demonstrate in every place where we held meetings that we were fully in harmony with the workers in the temperance cause. We always laid this question before the people in plain lines. Invitations would come to us to speak in different places on the temperance question, and I always accepted these invitations if it was possible. This has been my experience not only in this country, but in Europe and Australia, and other places where I have labored. Lose not one opportunity to unite with temperance work. I am sorry that there has not been a more lively interest among our people of late years to magnify this branch of the Lord's work. We cannot afford to lose one opportunity to unite with the temperance work in any place. Although the cause of temperance in foreign countries does not always advance as rapidly as we could wish, yet in some places decided success has attended the efforts of those who engaged in it. In Europe we found the people sound on this question. On one occasion, when I accepted an invitation to speak to a large audience on the subject of temperance, the people did me the honor of draping above the pulpit the American flag. My words were received with the deepest attention, and at the close of my talk a hearty vote of thanks was accorded me. I have never, in all my work on this question, had to accept one word of disrespect.